AC/DC, fantastic gig. I definitely saw them once there, although I don't, I'm not sure this is a false memory. I'm pretty sure I saw them twice there. But the first time they came, they made a tremendously joyous noise. And these are the days when Bon Scott was still with us. But Angus Young would do this thing where he would jump off the stage with his guitar, and he had the longest guitar lead I've ever seen. And he ran into the middle of the audience doing one of his solos. And I can remember him stopping in front of me and then flipping onto his back and sort of doing this dying fly dance right at my feet. Obviously, there was a big crowd surrounding him, right at my feet, waving his arms and legs in the air. As he played this solo, his legs in the air and playing this solo on his back with the crowd all pushing round behind me while he's lying there. And that's a big, very big memory.
The bands I saw included AC/DC with Bon Scott as their lead singer. Just at the time, they were just went big. They were just getting known. And it was also at a time when Angus Young, their guitarist, had started using a transponder so that he didn't have to have a guitar lead for his guitar. It was a radio signal that fed the amps and the PA. And that meant that halfway through the act, he got on Bon Scott's shoulders and walked through the audience. I remember having to hurriedly shift my coat out of his way because we put it on the floor. I had to shift the coat out of his way so he didn't fall over it. And there's Bon Scott right next to me with Angus Young on his shoulders, playing fantastic lead guitar. And it was just something else. I can remember getting home after that gig and I'd been shouting and, you know, so much, singing along so much, I'd lost my voice. And Mum was trying to ask me, well, what was the gig like? And I was going, it was great, fantastic. And I don't think I got my voice back for about 3 days. And I don't think I got my hearing back for about 3 days either, but that was just brilliant.
I was actually shocked by the guitarist Angus, who was dressed as a schoolboy, complete with a miniature satchel on his back, and he's quite small in stature, and does an awful lot of headbanging type movements with his head as he plays. And at one point he leapt off the stage, and the roadies, he had an extra long lead, so he came out into the auditorium playing the guitar with the roadies sort of at each side to stop the crowd getting him, so to speak.